Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On our Western hotline is the media mogul himself, Mr. Martin Biron. Marty, it's Howard and Sal here this morning with you, sir. Good morning. Happy first full day of spring.
Oh, happy spring to you guys as well. And, yeah, I missed you in the studio last week, Howard, so I got to hang out with Jeremy for a little bit. It was fun.
It is quality time. I would have only dragged the party down, and I had to get in my annual trip to Florida for spring training. It's baseball. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, how are my Montreal Expos doing this year? Are they doing all right?
Yeah, they got a good shot this year, Marty. They haven't lost a game in a long time.
Well, that Vlad Guerrero guy's pretty good. You're talking about his kid now, of course, but you know.
You're not old enough to remember, what was it, Jerry Park. I loved two things about the Expos. Jerry Park, because I think there was a swimming pool beyond right field. And two, I love the old Expos logo. I really should get an Expos cap. I thought that was, the color scheme and the logo, I thought I was always one of my favorites.
Well, back in the days when they wore the baby blues, like away uniforms.
Yeah, the powder, yeah. Yep.
You had Tim Burke and... you had Dennis Martinez, and then later, when I first started it really into baseball, it was Delino DeShield, Marquis Grissom.
Yes.
So there were some really, really cool players, and they made those uniform work.
So you would have been you would have missed out on Cromartie, what was it, Ellis Valentine,
yeah,
Andre Dawson.
Even those teams, they had Guerrero, John Wetland was on those teams, right, Marty? I mean, they were loaded.
Yeah, so that was after,
Larry Walker?
Then you had the Moises Taylor, Larry Walker.
Yeah.
You had John Wetland, Ken Hill as a pitcher.
Yeah.
But, the big years when I was a kid, you had Andres Galarraga.
Oh,
you had Gary Carter a little bit, and then he went to the Mets, obviously. You had Randy Johnson a little bit, and then he moved on. So there was some really good talent. You had Buck Rogers as a manager, and then Felipe Alou, so that was pretty cool.
You had Pedro Martinez, didn't they, at some point?
Yep.
Right?
I actually got to meet Pedro Martinez and Pascual Perez. I don't know if you remember, kid was throwing the rainbow ball, and it was – so, yeah, they were pretty entertaining. And the Olympic Stadium used to be fun to go to until they decided to put a roof that – was supposed to be retractable, and that thing didn't really work. So it was cool to go to the Olympic Stadium when it was open and you could see the tower and all of it, but they kind of messed that up.
I'm looking at the Rock Reigns on that team.
Tim Raines,
Vance
right.
Law, yeah. I mean, come
Tim
on.
Tim Raines, yeah.
Amazing.
Hey, Marty, you are Carter Hutton last night. How are you feeling after the game? You played very well. But the team, I mean, are you happy because you played well? Are you angry because the team lost? Are you frustrated because there were fluky goals? What you're sitting there in your pads after the game, what are you thinking?
Well, you got to be happy with the way you played. So there's a part of you that says, man, I played good. And he was unreal in the game. And the three goals that he gave up really were, really bad bounces, off of Matthew's skate, a rebound off of Eichel's shin pad that went to Tavares. And then the last one is off of Risto's skate. So, you look at it and you say, there's not really anything he could have done on the goals, and he made some above and beyond great saves in the game. The frustrating part of it now is that, for me, this game looks a lot like beating Tampa Bay in the 10-game winning streak or beating Winnipeg in the 10-game winning streak where you get really outplayed and outmatched by a team, but because your goaltender was standing on his head, you had a chance to win it. And early in November, they would have won that game. They wouldn't have gotten a couple of bounces against them. They probably would have won this game 2-1, the same way they beat Tampa, I think, the first time they met the Tampa Bay Lightning. So that's what is probably frustrating right now for Carter Hutton, is saying, man, I know we had some success early on, but this is not really the way we want to win as a team when after two periods the shots are 38-15. and it seems like we can't even do anything with the puck, and I have to be standing on my head. As a goalie, you feel good about the way you played, but you realize as a team, it can't be like that to have some success.
Let me stay with goalies because I'm glad we have you on this morning. Linus Ullmark's play has dipped. Why? What are you seeing from him?
I see that he's scrambling a lot. I see that he's moving a lot in net, even in situations where, who was it the other day? Hintz with Dallas took a wrist shot from like the top of the zone on the power play. And Linus was trying to look around Radulov. Radulov was in front of the net screening, you know, Ullmark. And then Ullmark, to try to look around Radulov, got himself so far out to the right side, so far out of the net, that Hintz just put a puck almost to the middle of the net and it went in. And I think that's what it was, a little bit of the problem with Carter Hutton when he was struggling, and it's been the problem with Ullmark right now. Why he's struggling is that there's so much movement in the game. There's so much chasing of the game, and that wasn't the case for Ullmark earlier in the season. Now, earlier in the season, we kept talking about, wow, Ullmark looks so controlled and so under, great positioning, and there was all the details of the game were so good with him, and now he's chasing the game so much that he gets himself out of position. He's scrambling on rebounds instead of being under control. I think that's probably the biggest part of Ullmark's game right now that's not good.
Well, if he's chasing the game, he's doing the same thing his teammates are doing, because they're constantly chasing the game.
Yeah, maybe that's a team epidemic listen, as a player, chasing the game means the other team is really fast and you're following the puck and can't get there first. As a goalie, a lot of time when you play a team that is moving the puck really quick, you try to simplify it, because if you start chasing, I mean, you're going to be chasing all the way yourself out of the building, and that's not good. Look at Hutton last night. Toronto moved the puck well and quick. There was a save in the first period, I believe it was, where the first pass was made, and he barely moved on the first pass. There was a give and go, and boom, he was right there on the shot on the give and go. And to me, that is why Hutton had success last night and why I think he had struggled in the second half of the season, because Hutton was chasing the game too. But you can self-aware, make yourself come back to the basics and just be a little bit more patient.
I know you guys were talking a little bit about the NHL Players Association poll on instigators. So to me, two things stood out. One, okay, we're all right in assuming Connor McDavid is the best player in the league because he blew away everybody else in a number of categories. And two, as a Quebec native, you might be a little upset knowing that Montreal has been passed pretty sizably by Vegas for the best atmosphere in the league.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was lucky enough to go to Vegas with the Sabres earlier this season, and I don't know that I would put Vegas first, but they are closing the gap, and it is fantastic. I tell you, I know you took your little trip to spring training, and I think next year what you should do is, because the Mets anyway are going to struggle, so forget spring training. Go catch a game in Vegas, and then they used to have like some, spring training in Arizona back in
the
day.
They still do.
Yeah,
they do.
But go to Vegas, go catch some other team spring training, but go watch a game in Vegas. It is a lot of fun. I don't know that it's caught the Montreal Canadiens atmosphere, and nearly there's great atmosphere all the way around the National Hockey League. But Vegas is great. But listen, a poll that has Eric Carlson voted as the best hair in the National Hockey League, I can't really take that seriously, right? So I'm going to say that the poll is flawed and Montreal is still number one and Vegas is two.
Marty Brown with us on the Western Hotline joins us every Thursday. As always, a pleasure. Always talking hockey and baseball with you, Marty. Thank you, and enjoy your weekend, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. You guys as well.
Thanks, Marty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.